Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In Romans chapter number 4, it talks about Abraham being saved by faith. When you read Romans chapter number 4, and Paul is bringing out the expression, we're saved the same exact way that Abraham was saved, by faith. So Abel was saved by faith. He believed God. And Abel, the second son of Adam, he set the standard, the example, by offering unto God a more excellent sacrifice than his older brother Cain. I wanted to read real quick the Genesis account of this in Genesis chapter number 4, beginning in verse number 1. This is the account that it's talking about here in Hebrews 11. Genesis 4:1, and Adam knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Cain, and said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. Let me just put a footnote here. I love the study of Genesis, and I'm not going to go in detail here. But obviously, Cain was conceived after they were expelled out of the garden, after he had sinned, after Adam had sinned. If Cain would have been conceived before Adam sinned, then there would be no sin. And can y'all follow what I'm saying? Okay, so sometime after they were expelled, Adam knew his wife Eve. There's so much more I could say, but that's not the point of the lesson this morning. But he was conceived, she conceived, and bare Cain. And the word Cain literally is talking about a man from the Lord. Interesting, I read one of the commentators I really like to follow. He made an interesting thought point here. I gotten a man from the Lord. Perhaps, now the Bible does not say with this, he just throws this thought here. When Adam and Eve had Cain, and they gave him that name, could it be that they thought perhaps that Cain was the one in Genesis 3:5? That, hey, they're going to be somebody who's going to overcome, you know, that serpent, remember? And they knew all about that serpent, Adam and Eve is. And maybe they thought, well, maybe Cain's that one. Of course, he wasn't. But interesting thought, somebody help me with this phrase in my mind. I had my vacation. I wouldn't die on that hill. That's why they named him Cain. But literally, I've gotten a man from the Lord, the man from the Lord. And she, again, bears brother Abel. And Abel was a keeper of the sheep, but Cain was a tiller of the ground. Now, don't read too much into that, okay? That, well, he was a shepherd and Cain was a farmer. That doesn't mean that Cain was bad because he's a farmer and Abel was good because he was a shepherd. They're just talking about that he kept sheep and Cain was a tiller of the ground. He was a farmer. Verse number 3, and in the process of time, now that's an interesting word, in the process of time, literally, we see that in the New Testament, in Galatians, where it said, in the fullness of time, at that exact moment, Jesus come at a perfect time. Not a moment too late, not a moment too early, not a moment too late. That has the same thought. In the process of time, at a moment in time where they were coming to worship God to bring offerings. Okay? A set time, if you will. In the process of time, it came to pass. God said, well, it's time to that worship offering, and they at that time, that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground an offering unto the Lord. And by the way, let me add this. I imagine it was beautiful to the eyes. Cheryl was talking about this thing here this morning, these flowers at the pulpit. I love flowers. I love the brightness and the hint, you know, the colors, the vibrancy. You know, when we go to funerals and all, I told Latrice, I don't want the pink flowers. You know, if I die, I want the purples and the yellows and the bright, you know, I can just picture, now I ain't planning on dying, I'm just saying, you know. And I can imagine Cain's offering was really something to behold. Beautiful fruits and vegetables, perhaps. I don't know what he brought, but it was of the ground. But I'm sure it was well done. The point was by his own hands. And he thought, well, I'm going to do something on my own, knowing that he was supposed to bring a sacrifice. That's a whole other story because of what Adam and Eve taught these boys. That's how Cain knew by faith. But Cain rejected that. He said, I'm going to do it my way. Do it my way. And my way ought to be good enough. Again, that thing about works. And Abel, verse number 4, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. In other words, the best. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering, because that's what he required. And the Lord said unto Cain, verse number 5, but under Cain and his offering he had not respect, and Cain was very wroth, he was angry, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? And again, here he tells him again, verse number 7 is an important verse. Aren't you glad God's a God of a second chance? He actually gave Cain a second chance when you read this verse. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Literally say, if you go back and do it the right way, it'll be accepted. And if thou doest not well, well, sin lieth at your door. It's your choice, Cain. You go back and do it right, or it's not going to be accepted. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. There's so much more, and I got, there's a whole thing. But let's go a little farther. Verse number 8, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother. I wonder what they talked about. The Bible does not say. But I promise you, Abel didn't see this coming. He didn't see this coming. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. And this is the next phrase, has been through generations, everybody, am I my brother's keeper? You ever heard that before? Sure. Well, this is like the same question that God had asked Adam in the garden. Remember? Adam was hiding. Adam, where art thou? Well, God knew where Adam was. God wanted Adam to identify where he was. Talking about Adam. Well, we're hiding. Why are you hiding, Adam? Because we're naked. Who told you that you were naked? What have you done? You remember the story? And then Eve said, well, it's because of, Adam said, it's because of the woman you gave me. And then Eve said, no, it's because of that serpent. You know, he just kept passing it down the line. Well, the same thing here. He knew when the Lord said, Abel, where's thy brother? God knew. He wanted Cain to kind of respond and recognize what he'd done wrong. But I know not. Liar, liar, pants on fire. Am I my brother's keeper? Lord, I have no idea where he is. I don't keep up with him. And then, verse number 10, and he, speaking to the Lord, said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brothers crieth unto me from the ground. By the way, this Lord is Jesus Christ, before he was incarnate in the flesh, theophany. Jesus actually appeared in the garden walking with Adam and Eve. He appears here before Cain, talking to Cain. This is Jesus before his pre-incarnate state. The Lord said unto Cain, where is thy brother? Verse number 10, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth for me. And I wanted to read the rest, but Tom wanted to tell about the curse. That's a whole another story about the curse and the mark and all that. But I want you to notice back in Hebrews chapter number 11 that Cain offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he, speaking of Abel, was righteous. And God testifying his gifts, and by it he, speaking of Abel, being dead, yet speaketh. Both Cain and Abel came to the prescribed time and place of the sacrifice. Abel's sacrifice was accepted. Cain's was not. Why? Because of Abel's faith. His faith. The sacrifice was made by faith. God was pleased with Abel's sacrifice because of his faith. Abel's offering pointed to Christ, and he came by faith. Cain's offering pointed to himself. He trusted in his own works. God accepted Abel's offering and rejected Cain's offering. Then when it has that phrase, God testifying of his gifts, the word testifying means to give honor to. So he gave honor to Abel's gifts, offering, his sacrifice, and not to Cain.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.